Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Coming up this Friday, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 33,000 head, including 6,700 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 13,800 weaned calves, and 2,500 calves on cows. If you want to know details about when a specific lot may sell or more information about the offerings in general, give them a call, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
When you think hay season, think deer season, because you can get great deals on John Deere hay tools, including cash discounts or 0% financing for 48 months. Choose a 459 baler and get an additional $1,500 off, or a 630 MoCo and get an extra $1,000 off. Make this your season to save. Come in today. Offer ends April 30th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Ask your John Deere dealer about the new Livestock Loyalty Program.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about these livestock futures. Why don't you give us your take on how the cattle and the hogs closed on Friday?
Well, Dave, we saw trading on Friday on the mixed side, as was the close for the whole cattle complex. We also saw a cattle and feed report come out Friday. It was pretty much considered a neutral report as it came in right close to the pre-report estimates. I don't believe we're going to see much of an effect this morning on the opening from the cattle and feed report. The one thing that probably will get a little bit of attention is the fact that we traded cash in the feed yards at mostly 163 in the south and 163 to as high as 165 in the north. So higher money in the feed yards. Now we'll have to see if that gives us a little bit more upside in a cattle market that saw good gains made last week. Now, on the other hand, we did see choice box beef Friday down $2.10, select boxes down $1.51, and a total movement of 161 loads. We also saw the cattle kill on the very small side, as we only killed 83,000 head on Friday. We saw a weekly kill 518,000 head. That is 6,000 head lower than the previous week, and the cash feeder index was up $1.36 Friday. On the close Friday, April live cattle were 35 cents higher. May feeders down 27, and June lean hogs 67 cents lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Coming up this Friday, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 33,000 head, including 6,700 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, 13,800 weaned calves, and 2,500 calves on cows. If you want to know details about when a specific lot may sell or more information about the offerings in general, give them a call, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, Tom, as we look at these grain futures, wow, what a day on Friday. Double-digit highs across the board.
Very, very positive day, Dave, as we saw the wheat, corn, and soybeans all with double-digit gains in the close of the session. Short covering and fund buying helped lift the grain markets higher for the week. Now, we also got to keep in mind, we're going to see probably a lot of positioning take place this week, as next Tuesday, not this coming Tuesday, but next week on the 31st, is the quarterly stocks, the prospective planting number, the last trading day for the month of March. It's also the last trading day for the first quarter of 2015. So we got a lot of reasons to see people positioning themselves. So this week could be an interesting week of trading. And we started off, or I should say we ended last week with May soybeans being unchanged. May corn gained 5 cents for the week, while the May KC wheat gained 30 cents for the week last week. Now, we start this week off with good trading volume overnight and upside in our grain and our soybean complex. At the moment, the May KC wheat's 5.5 cents higher. May corn's up 3.75. May soybeans trading 7.25 cents higher. May cotton up 41 points. May crude oil is trading 56 cents lower. The June dollar index is down 54 cents. And June Dow Jones futures trading 8 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.